You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. What were those two birds doing with one stone anyway? Seems suspicious. I'm glad they're dead. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, interesting, interesting. Oh, by the way, thank you so much to Joey O'Tweets. Joey O'Tweets for that catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. I gotta say, we are still technically in the backyard, but we have moved indoors because what is this, wet day? No, we all know wet day is a week away. But it is raining. Wet weather is pounding the Southland here. And so we had to move it indoors. Hopefully our streak will continue of good shows. But if not, it's because we put a ceiling above us. And speaking of ceilings, we have a great show. Our first guest has crashed through the ceiling of from non-fame into fame and done so very adroitly. By the way, coming up a little later, we have a shoe designer and a novelist, but no one cares about that. We want to talk to the Hollywood stars, and the stars are back.
That's right.
He has a show on Apple TV Plus called Severance.
It sounds like you're going to say something like something in addition to a show on Apple TV.
He has a show on Apple TV Plus a show on Peacock. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Sure, yeah, I'd take them both.
Why don't you move that a little closer to your mouth?
Yeah,
you don't have to move the entire mic stand, but just the literal actual thing
How
you're talking
is
to.
That?
Oh, much better. I love that.
Talk. I love it too.
Can you say every word in the English language, and we'll test it out?
Okay, I'm going to start with numbers: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 28. Those are all words.
They are all words.
I just took care of those words as well.
But you're saying them as numbers because you're going to have to repeat them once you go alphabetical.
Right, because they're in quotations,
yes,
and then
exactly.
I'll say the word versions later.
And by the way, say every homophone as well. So
every what?
Homophone?
Homophone.
Okay, thank you. That's all the homophones. Yes,
thank you.
You said about five of them,
yep.
So I appreciate that.
That's right.
But he has this show. It's called Severance. And please welcome back to the show, Adam Scott. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, it's great to see you again.
You too, man.
You
too, man.
Remember our old show?
By the way, a lot of U2 news.
Really? What?
I don't know.
Oh, there's the biopic.
The biopic that that is so weird.
What's going to happen in the biopic? Like they're gonna struggle for 2 years and then become incredibly famous?
Who's going to play us?
Seriously. What if I played you and you played me?
That would be fantastic.
How are you going to get into character?
This is how I'm going to play you.
I'm just going to be constantly jerking off.
Because if they make this biopic, there, and I'm not saying it definitely will happen, but there's a chance.
Pretty good chance.
I would
like
say
100%
well,
chance.
At least 101%
yeah,
chance.
If not 110, which we all know is the new standard for percentages.
That's right.
That yes.
Anything below 110% chance is like a 2% chance.
Yeah, exactly. But you're saying 101% chance that we're
that
at least in the third act.
That we will figure into the story. Pretty prominently. Like on the poster instead of you two.
It might actually get more butts and seats.
Oh man.
What could possibly happen in this biopic? Like
we did text about this the day it was
the
announced.
iPhone thing would be like the late second act, like Dark Night of the Soul for them.
That's
like,
right.
No one wants our album on their iPhones.
That's
and
right.
And they go walking in the rain, soul searching.
There's that scene, like that Truman Show scene that's in every movie where something happens on live TV where you just suddenly drop into a bar and then yes. someone's house and then an old man by himself watching TV and you see everyone getting the album on their phone and freaking out.
I used to when I watched
and then the two people that are happy about it are
yeah,
you and me.
And we're like yes and you're on a plane as yeah, I recall and
right.
you're like I don't have Wi-Fi on the plane
that's
I'm
right.
I gotta wait till I land till I get it and that's
right.
like our third act
and
arc.
Then the plane explodes and the movie ends.
The day the music died.
That's right.
I remember when I saw the Truman Show, I was very upset that they kept going back to the same people because
Me
it made
too.
It feel small.
Same. I
and I was like, why not get, you know, instead of keep going back to the same three people, you know, watching this thing, like, and then I realized how expensive that would be.
But also it's like it kept being a person in their bathtub watching Truman.
Right. And that's dangerous.
Yeah. The TV
to have that much electricity near, you know what I mean? It just puts me on edge.
You don't want your audience worried about the old man in the bathtub.
Exactly.
Which
that's,
is,
I mean, that is a, I mean, you've heard of Save the Cat.
That's exactly right.
It's your exactly. screenwriting book title.
The Old Man in the Bathtub.
You don't want the audience to worry about the old man in the bathtub.
That's right.
Adam, you're back on Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah.
It's been a while. A lot of people saying, where's Adam? His show came out.
Yeah.
Where is he? How come he's not on the show?
Yeah.
I hope they're not fighting.
Yeah.
I hope they're still tight with each other.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Truly though,
mm-hmm.
the reason was because I was, when the show came out, I was shooting Party Down.
Yes.
And we didn't have, we tried and couldn't find a day to do it.
And I have a no pink bow tie rule
That's
here
right.
on the show.
And while I shoot Party Down, I wear a pink bow tie 24 hours a day.
Exactly.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, you were shooting, and how did that go? Can you give us the first sclusy on what happened, who's playing who?
The sclus on that is that it did not go well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everyone is such a big fan of that show.
I know. It's a bummer.
And it just, like, what happened? Just, like, bad writing, bad directing, bad acting?
The writing was bad. The writing was bad. And we all got together and kind of looked at each other and thought, it's been 12 years for a reason.
Yeah. That's the thing. You guys stopped doing the show because you hated it.
We
so
didn't like,
then suddenly to be back.
We didn't like making the show. We didn't like each other. I mean, we were fine with
like
each other.
Like, you're fine with each other, but the literal process of making a show, like having to stand in front of cameras and stuff like that, just sounds so draining.
It is. It's exhausting. And sometimes you have to wake up early and get in a car and drive there.
Yeah, sometimes you have to wake up at like 10:30 a.m.
They just assume you have a car, first of all.
Yeah. It's like, hey, ask me. I mean, yeah, I do, but I'd love to be asked.
Yeah, it's you know what it is? It's manners. Do you have a car? Do you have a gas tank in the car? Does it have gas in it?
Does it have all four wheels?
Three simple questions. Are there
For
four wheels on it? That's perfect. A perfect example of the kind of shit.
Yes.
That you have to put up. That's why people get up and slap people at award ceremonies. Because this kind of crap.
Yeah. Weird reboot of The Slap, isn't it?
Sure was.
Speaking of reboots.
Yeah.
Now, so Party Down, not going to come out. Is that basically what I'm hearing?
You know what? Unfortunately, it will have to come out at some point.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. That's another thing. They don't tell you this is going to be released.
Right. Yeah. Right? Because you would love to have the option of like everyone has a bad time. You look at each other and go, forget it.
Let's burn this to the ground. And
yeah.
That's not an option. Anyway.
So when does it actually, when do we have to watch this thing?
I actually don't know.
Really? Yeah. It seems like you're
exclusive.
Lying.
No, I really have no idea.
Really? No one ever came up to you and said, hey, by the way, Adam, this is coming out in September.
Nope.
This is going to be awesome.
Nope.
No.
Not one person.
Not one person.
No, I really don't know. I think they're just figuring out when
they're like, hey, clear Labor Day, because we're going to be fucking putting this out. You're going to gather your family around. It's going to be so fucking
because
awesome.
Because Labor Day is... you know,
the best day,
famously the best day to put a TV show up.
Well, that's great. You have two TV shows. I remember the day when you had none.
Me too.
Remember those days?
Yeah.
Like
3 months ago.
Well, also when you started, because you thought you were going to be a movie boy.
A movie boy. Yeah, doesn't.
And instead you became a TV boy.
A TV boy. The boy of TV. First, I was a candy boy.
You're a candy boy.
I thought
boy.
I was going to be a movie boy.
For people who don't know and haven't heard our other show about various bands, Adam started on the Santa Cruz Pier as a candy
Santa boy. Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Beach Boardwalk, sorry, as a candy boy. And explain what a candy boy is.
A candy boy is literally what they called us. We were the boys that made the candy at Marini's. Still there. You can go.
You can,
and there are still
plenty of candy boys there right now.
There are candy boys there dressed in white, making taffy and and waving to tourists.
Are you in the Candy Boy Hall of Fame? Do they have like headshots up there of like all the candy boys who have made it? Or do they consider what you've done to be selling out? And they put up like, you know, pictures of candy boys who actually make candy
who
now for
remained candy boys throughout their lives. Yeah, that's right. There, I'm persona non grata. Rather. Yeah.
Do you go there every single time you go back to Santa Cruz?
Every single time.
Kind of like, because I know you're probably in, you know, incognito and you're wearing a baseball cap.
And a
you
beard,
like,
yeah.
Just like slowly lift up the baseball cap and then take off the fake beard.
Yep,
and you're like, guess who?
Hey, guys, it's me. And they just continue making candy.
So candy boy to hoping to be a movie boy, but then kind of going like, well, you know, Krampus and all that. But hey, TV boy is where it's at. Now, two TV shows.
Yeah.
One of which is called Severance.
Yeah.
And the season finale of which comes out this week.
That's right.
And Severance is about the age old question, is it not? How do you separate work and family?
Yeah. It's a very, very, it's that question we all, I stay up all night thinking about.
Sure.
All night.
Yeah.
It's family, work.
Work. How do you
keep them apart?
Even the words are so similar.
Family and work, they rhyme.
Yeah.
I know.
So it's hard to say one without saying the other.
You can't.
So it's just it's too hard.
It's
so it's like, I have to go spend time with my work. I mean, my family.
Family.
I mean,
I'm going to go put my work to bed. I mean, my family. I'm going to bring my work on vacation. I mean, my family.
It's just the things that we all say every single day, on and on. And so finally, when someone else, and I don't want to know who, but when someone wrote this show, you must have been like, whoa.
Yeah. That was my only reaction.
And then,
whoa.
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 Yeah. I can only imagine.
And the next thing I knew, I was on the set making it.
But they asked about the car. They asked about the gas tank.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay. They did. They said, do you have a car? Does it have four wheels? Does it have a gas tank? Is there gas in it?
And when all of the answers to those were no, they said, okay, we'll buy you a car. We'll buy you a gas tank.
We'll buy you four wheels.
Four wheels and put gas in all.
That's right.
So now Ben Stiller directs this show, does he not?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I gotta ask, did he have that jizz in his hair from Something About Mary the entire time?
No one knows that's
still
that's,
there.
That's how Ben works. Yeah, Ben directed it.
I can feel you pivoting towards a serious answer.
No.
I'm very interested.
I should say Ava McCardle also directed three of them and did a great job.
Which three?
Numbers 4, 5, and 6.
Really?
Which are words.
They are, yes. Thank you for saying those. Was Ben, what was going on with Ben during 4, 5, and 6?
He disappeared.
Really? Just off the grid?
Yeah.
Does he do that a lot? Is that...
When the numbers 4, 5, and 6 come
anytime
up,
they come up?
Well, half the city disappears. When
really?
Those, yeah. You didn't...
Half of which city? You filmed in New York City.
We filmed in New York City.
All of New York disappears?
Whenever there's a television show filming.
Yeah.
And they get to episodes 4, 5, or 6, half the city disappears.
Half the city? Which half? Is it like... Not the Upper West Side.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, just half the population just disappears. They go to the Hamptons.
Oh, I see. Okay, this is the summer.
This is summertime.
Oh, okay, got it. I understand. Yeah. I understand what's happening.
And it always just coincidentally coincides with 4, 5, and 6 of all TV shows.
Right, yeah. Because, the schedule, yeah. You start with 1 in January, and by the time you get to 4, it's summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's, I mean, this show, God, you know, you got to tell people what it's about. Don't you?
Really?
In a situation like this?
yeah, it's science fiction.
Like lasers and
lasers
and space and monsters and shit like that?
Monsters and spaceships and different planets. Every episode, we're on a different planet.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's cool.
One's in our solar system? Or?
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
So you go from Earth...
No, it's, you get a chip in your brain and you go to work and you don't know who you are in the outside world. And then you leave work and you don't know what you did at work or what your job is at all. So
you don't have that stress of like, oh gosh, I'm spending all night thinking about what I have to do.
That's right.
But at the same time, you have no idea what you do for a living.
That's right. You can enjoy your personal life and focus on your work. Completely. They're totally separate.
No, this TV show doesn't make sense because I think that like so much of your identity is wrapped up in you know, how good you are at your job and stuff like that. So it doesn't make sense. And I don't think this is a good TV show.
Well, that's the initial knee-jerk reaction that...
Wait, you're saying they deal with that on the show?
That I would expect you to have. That is what they deal with on the show.
Whoa!
No, that's what's explored.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was thinking that if they were not to bring that up and everyone just has a good time the entire time.
Yeah, no, that's not what happened.
So you're saying it's a bad thing.
Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, there might be some conflict involved in, you know, exploring that scenario.
Still, you know, when I think about, like, I can only imagine that I would be at work and not knowing I have a family and like be hitting on everyone, you know, who's there at work and stuff like that. So that's why it's a bad idea.
So when you would be at work and cut off from the outside world, you would just be a total horn dog.
Yeah. So is every character horny all the time?
It's just a bunch of horn dogs. Oh, man, I'm so glad we get to say horn dog today. I thought we wouldn't.
Yeah. Did they consider calling the show the Horn Dogs instead of whatever it is called?
There are a bunch of titles.
Oh, okay.
And
what
I'd
else?
Be lying if I said Horn Dogs wasn't one of them.
So what are the other, I mean, what made the top five?
Well, why don't you guess? And I'll tell you if you're right or not.
Okay. Peculiar Jerk and his wacky neighbors and friends.
Yeah. That was on the list.
That was on the list, really? Okay.
That was on the longer list.
Which was
three titles.
Three titles. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a super long list.
Yeah.
Okay. The Ugly Man Has a Decision to Make.
That was actually on the longer list than the other.
Yeah,
it was four titles.
Four titles. Yeah. Wow. The Feckless Cuck. Can't Seem to Figure Out His Shit.
That was number two.
That was number two. And then what it ended up being?
Severance was
number one. Oh, wow.
Severance was number one.
That's so interesting.
And they just went with number one because we ran out of time.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh, let's just, which is, by the way, how R.E.M. came out with that out of time record title, did they not?
They were out of time, literally.
They literally were out of time. You should have called it Out of Time. That would have been
a good idea.
Although people would have thought it was about time travel.
We can always change the title.
That's the thing. Not enough shows change the title in the middle of the run.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And I think, first of all, it's a good trick to try to trick people into watching something if they're not.
That's right. Or repeating their viewing experience of the show because they think it's a new show.
They think it's a new show, and so they watch the first season all over again.
That's right.
This is a good idea.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to call Apple TV. Plus, I'm going to tell them that idea.
Who are the people over there at Apple? You hanging out with Tim Cook all the time?
Yeah.
He's confusing, right? Because his name is Cook, and then, like, he works with computers. It's like, change your name to Tim Computer.
Yeah, but, who knows? Maybe he's a terrific cook. I don't know.
He could be. Yeah. Did he cook for you while you were hanging out with him?
Mm-mm. No.
This is weird.
I know.
Like, he's a weird guy, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. I just think that, if your name was Scott Bicycle,
what would you expect to see me on every second of the day?
I would expect you to at least acknowledge that a bicycle is something that people would expect you to be riding.
Right. So like if I were to come up to you and say, hi, my name's Scott Bicycle, it's just a name. I'm not on one right now. These are my legs.
So Tim Cook, to put everyone at ease whenever he meets people, I'm sure he says, listen, I know you're expecting me to be making a baked Alaska right now.
Well,
but not
only that, but he works with Apple.
Oh, right, which is a food.
It's like, dude, come on. It's computers.
Yeah, and it's freaking everyone out.
Yeah. This is a problem on the show?
This is a huge, a huge issue. Everyone was so confused constantly. If Tim Cook was making a meal or not, wherever he was.
Yeah, but because I'm sure he was never on the set, but
no.
But you were constantly getting intel, I'm sure, about what he was doing, where he was.
I think it was more we were all just wondering, I wonder if he's making something delicious right now.
Were you constantly going to craft servicing? Tim?
That's right. Anytime food was around.
Tim, is that you? Well, this sounds like a great show and one that people definitely should be watching and binge watching, at least binge watching one episode at a time.
Binge viewing,
sure. another great way to watch it.
Sure.
You could also like do sort of mini watches, which mm-hmm. are like 1 minute at a time. You could also like consider it your job. And then do like what Severance does, which is watch it as a job and then go spend time with your family and think about it again.
And figure out how to get paid for watching it as a job.
Yeah.
You know, you could also pretend that it's what was that network called where their shows were 5 minutes?
Quibi.
A Quibi show and just watch it in 10, 12
Everything technically is a Quibi show if you just watch, 10 seconds of
That's
something.
Exactly right.
You know what I mean? Quibi, good idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
I mean,
11-minute shows.
Sure. Why not?
What could go wrong?
You know? But Severance is not 11 minutes. It is, as a matter of fact, more in the 60-minute range. And 60 minutes, you will not spend better elsewhere. It is a fantastic show. I'm sure.
Thanks, man.
Once I watch it. I'm going to really mean that.
No, I'm glad that it created that impression.
I mean, it seems like quality TV.
Mm-hmm.
The reviews have been good.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying like, wow, Adam, he was once known for light comedy,
mm-hmm.
doing Parks and Recreation and Party Down and mm-hmm. just sort of like, spending his time doing that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. now he's known for whatever this is. And it's, some really good reviews.
There, I couldn't dream of a better review than that. That is what I've been
waiting
for.
It's an actor's dream, is it not?
That's right.
Well, shall we see you at the Emmys this year, do you think? Do you think this is the year where finally Adam Scott gets recognized? And
you know what? I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think
but
so.
But now, can I keep you to your promise of the that you made about the Oscars, if you recall?
Of course.
The Emmy is going to be tougher.
What was the... Remind me of the promise.
If you won an Oscar,
yeah.
you promised our listeners
yeah.
that you would go on stage
yep.
and say, I'm going to shove this up my butt.
You know what? That's... That's less crazy than what happened last night.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Adam Scott is here. Severance is the title. It's also the show. And
it's also the show. And the new episodes come out on Fridays. This Friday is the final one.
The season finale, but hopefully not the series finale. Am I right?
I hope so, too. There are 9 episodes this season. So if you want to catch up, there are 8. And then the final one is on Friday, which would make 9. And that's the whole season.
Yeah. So if you could, I mean, it's Monday today. There's 4 days until Friday. 2 hours a day. Is that too much to ask?
No.
That's 2/3 of a Batman.
It's nothing. Did you see Batman yet?
I did.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, cool.
John Turturro's in it. He's on Severance.
He's great. Oh, yeah. He's great.
Christopher Walken is on Severance.
That's right.
Patricia Arquette.
This is like a real who's who and you.
Yeah. It's Zach Cherry, Britt Lauer,
okay,
Tramell Tillman.
Now we're just saying names.
Yeah,
no, I don't know who cast any members. Of these people are. So do you ever arrive on set and you're like, I don't belong here. I'm a piece of shit. Here I am, like talking to John Turturro, one of the greatest, and Christopher Walken, Patricia Arquette. Multiple? Did she win multiple Oscars or just the one? Still,
she won an Oscar, an Emmy. What hasn't Patricia Arquette won?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess the Tony and the.
Pulitzer,
yeah.
She will.
Spike Guy's Choice Award.
It's coming. Oh, man, that Guy's Choice Award, that is elusive.
Yeah. What about the ESPYs? Maybe she'll win an ESPY someday.
Yeah.
What do you got to do to win an ESPY?
Just be like, a running back.
Yeah, or do a really incredible dunk.
Yeah.
She could do it.
Dunk the basketball.
And this is a serious question. How long would it take Patricia Arquette, who's so adept at doing anything. Yeah. Seems like she can do anything.
Yeah.
To learn how to dunk a basketball, you know?
10 minutes.
Probably 10 minutes. Yeah, exactly. Severance is the title.
Yeah.
It's 8 hours of your time until Friday, and then it'll take another hour. So
that's
9
right.
hours total. And
it's not much to ask.
This is Adam Scott. He's one of our oldest friends on the show. How long have you been? You've been on the show for 13 years at this point.
Is that right?
We're
since you were a radio show.
Yeah, since you were
a radio program.
He wants 9 hours of your time.
I need your 9 hours.
He needs 9 hours of your time.
That's all.
You're telling me you haven't listened to more than 9 hours of him jabbering about about U2 and REM and everything. He needs these 9 hours.
You've listened to over 9 hours of me talking about the very stupidest shit. Now I just want you to watch something good for nine hours.
For 9 hours. That's all he needs.
That's it.
God, think of the stupid shit you've done in your life for 9 hours. More than 9 hours. Do this. Do this for Adam Scott.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Very good. Well, we need to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited about our guests.
Yes, we have a... coming up, we have a shoe designer and a novelist.
Oh,
you ever read a book?
That's exciting. What's a what? A book?
God, how do I explain this?
Oh, are we going to talk about the Red Hot Chili Peps?
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Although that album came out Friday.
Oh, it did. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, that's why I want to talk.
Okay.
I want to talk about
it. Should we talk about it on our other show?
Maybe so.
Okay, great.
Maybe
all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a shoe designer and a novelist. This is very exciting. Our old buddy, Adam Scott, he just wants 9 hours of your time.
9.
He'll be right back. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Bye.
Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template, and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang
to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Adam Scott, we have just been talking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers these
on and on. But we are also, to be fair, we're recording our other show during the break.
Yeah, we did a full how many episodes did we end up doing?
14
episodes
on
okay.
This one album.
Yeah. How many songs are on the actual
17
album?
So we
still have three more to go. Yeah. We'll do that in the next break.
Sure.
But we need to get to our next guest. He's a shoe designer. Please welcome to the show Thomas Mashed Potatoes.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Thomas Mashed Potatoes?
Yes. I'm so glad to be here.
Interesting. It's hyphenated, I see.
Yes, mashed hyphen potatoes. Mm-hmm. Thomas. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Adam Scott.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet
no
you.
No hyphen.
Yeah, you too.
I love your shoes.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So you're.
I'm a shoe designer. Yeah. Oxfords are my specialty.
Oxfords, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is there to design about Oxfords?
Oh,
because aren't they? Don't
so
they all
much.
Just kind of come out the same
no,
way?
Because no, that's no. That is
what
a,
are, okay. What are? What's the criteria that makes
I
it
love,
an Oxford?
Love that you're asking me. It is. You've got whether it's a wingtip or not.
Okay.
Another word for wingtip is a brogue.
Okay.
So a full brogue is if you have the full wingtip, like the many, many dots.
It's just like
the dots and the perforations,
Braille.
Decorations.
Is that Braille?
I've never thought of it as Braille, but let me just check. Let me feel this one. I believe this is Braille.
Could a blind man or daredevil or whatever like go down there and feel a shoe?
A blind
and go
man
like,
or daredevil, either one could equally do well at feeling the bumps on a shoe and trying to interpret them. Perhaps,
yeah.
Or a phrenologist.
Or do they actually say something though? Like, hi, this is a shoe you're feeling.
That is a great suggestion. And I've never thought of putting messages into my wingtip designs, but you certainly could.
Yeah.
Is this
the
one,
medium would allow it.
The one you're holding now, does that have a message in it or you're feeling it?
I'm just checking now. I unfortunately have inadvertently, it seems, I do happen to know Braille and I've never thought to check this.
How did you learn Braille?
Oh gosh, I was an overachieving Boy Scout. Got every...
Was that a merit badge?
Oh, yeah. Braille's a huge one.
Really?
All
so are you fluent or...
Fluent in Braille and ASL and Semaphore.
Really? The flags?
The flags, yeah. They trade every Boy Scout and Girl Scout, because now girls are allowed in the Boy Scouts.
What do you think about that?
I love it.
You're frowning.
I love it. I'm scared of change by nature, and also women terrify me.
Well, you were doing a thumbs down.
I have some issues that are coming out. Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
I know that I should be into it. Let's put it that way. I get
you
it.
You were doing it like you didn't think anyone was going to hear it on the show, so it was like a safe space for you. So I'm sorry to call it out.
No. I appreciate it because I'm in therapy to try to improve my admittedly very backwards and hateful positions on women and most social issues.
Okay.
But I know that I'm wrong, and I'm trying to do better.
Well, that's good.
Thank you so much. But yes, I fear and loathe women. And then also,
Also, but a shoe
I, but
design.
I, but I, yes, but I love shoes. And
primarily, so, which is more important to you, the fearing and loathing women or the shoe
shoes.
Design?
I mean, shoes, you're more of a shoe I'm guy. Into the shoes. I okay. I don't love the detestable and abhorrent part of my personality. So please. My intention is to be a good person.
Okay. Well, you know, the best we can do is just keep trying and keep plugging away at it.
Gosh,
you know what I mean?
That is soothing to me.
Yeah.
I love a low expectations mantra.
Well, so, wonderful. So you're
but
here,
I love shoes. Yeah. So wingtips is one way you can go. Also, the hue and color. There's a variety of browns and blues and blacks in your traditional Oxfords.
You know, I don't think that colors are necessarily, you know, when I say like, what is an Oxford? What are the criteria of an Oxford?
You don't think of that as a part of what makes an Oxford necessary.
Yeah, like the Oxfords can be different colors.
A traditional Oxford tends to be from the blue, black, or brown hue. Certainly, you can have a green Oxford.
Well, then what are we talking about?
But the true Oxford aficionados will know you're taking a risk.
Okay.
You're taking a risk if you go into the green hues.
But what is an Oxford?
An almond hue is a classic
Oxford
tone. Stop
talking about colors, please. Ooh,
sorry. Well, once I get going, I'm like a wind-up man.
What makes an Oxford is it's a hard shoe, right, with a hard sole.
It's a hard shoe.
It's a dress shoe.
Yeah, it's a dressy
but
shoe.
But you can say that about a lot of things. What distinguishes an Oxford?
Usually it's a narrow toe.
Okay.
Is a traditional Oxford. If you got a wide, fat toe in an Oxford, that ain't
an
Oxford.
It's not an Oxford. Okay. Maybe it's easier to describe what isn't an Oxford than it is to describe what an Oxford actually is.
All right. No.
Not for you because you're a shoe designer.
I got
so go ahead.
Down. I don't
tell
need to
us
know
exactly
this,
what
but
an
I will
Oxford
educate
is.
You, the dummy, on what it takes to be an Oxford or not an Oxford. So no representations of human faces.
Okay.
Some shoes have drawings of humans on them or like...
Drawings of humans?
Drawings of humans. What do you call the old Michael Jordan Nike symbol? That's a drawing of a human.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I mean, not a face. I mean, it's more of a silhouette, right?
But any representation of human...
Michael Jordan.
Adam,
by the way, is posing in that pose right now.
Yeah, just like that, Adam. That's exactly right.
I literally can't think of another shoe other than Air Jordans that have a drawing of a human on them.
I feel like I've seen it. I remember...
Buster Brown's?
Hey, I don't mean to show my age, but in the early 80s, there was a whole Happy Days line of shoes where you could get the Fonz on the back of a shoe.
What? On the back of a shoe?
Ralph Mouth on the back of a shoe. I was a Ralph Mouth guy. I like George Harrison. Is my favorite Beatle, and Ralph Mouth was my favorite Happy Days.
George Harrison is not the Ralph Mouth of the Beatles.
George Harrison is absolutely
the Ralph Mouth of the Beatles.
Ralph Mouth was constantly being told to sit on it.
Yeah, so was George Harrison.
At least the third most favorite Beatle of everyone.
Yeah,
Mouth is the third most favorite Happy Days after Fonzie and Richie.
So. No, you got Fonzie and Richie.
That's the John and Paul. Right? We agree on that?
That's fine.
But Mr. C.
Oh, that's George Martin. You're out of your mind. He's not in the band.
No, but
are you crazy?
You're not even mentioning Mrs. C.
She's not in the band.
Sure she is.
He's got a hatred of women. So
sorry, that's saying, hang on. You're right. You're right, Adam, and thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. C. are like the rhythm section of Happy Days.
Yeah. That's an interesting take.
So
that
Ringo and Paul is what
you're trying
to say.
That's right.
Mr. and Mrs. C. are the Ringo and Paul.
That's right.
What about Joni? What about Chachi?
Joni, that's interesting. I'd say they're like the Jerry and the Pacemakers, like a spinoff that's inspired greatly by the original ensemble.
You know a lot about the Beatles.
I've got to be honest. I'm gleaning just from this conversation what they're about.
Really?
I'm guessing. Yeah.
Whoa, off the dome.
I heard somebody yesterday make fun of George Harrison. I was like, I got to work that in.
Okay.
What was this person saying? This person, I was walking near a cabbie and he was like, get out of my cab. You're like the George Harrison of passengers. And I could tell it was a pejorative. So I held on to it and I was like, I'm going to use that as an insult because I'm trying to appear smarter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cab driver.
Anyway, Oxfords. So narrow toe. No human faces.
No human faces. That's important.
Oh, this was a literate cabbie. He
was
an erudite man, you could see. He was really giving them the what for. And I got to be honest, the passengers seemed like they deserved it. You can't always tell when you're just walking by an altercation, but this sort of seemed like two sort of ne'er-do-well, aggro, alpha, no good.
Oh, okay, so they two alphas coming
at
each other.
Sometimes big dog got
to
bark.
Were they passengers with you in the cab?
No, I was walking by. I had nothing to do with any of these people.
Oh, so the cabbie wasn't yelling this at you.
No. I was walking by.
Do you not own a car?
I like to walk. I'm a shoe guy and I'm a foot guy.
So when you say you're a shoe guy, you like to put them to work.
Absolutely. I'm not one. I don't like to. Hey, shoes ain't made to be put on a shelf. You put them on your feet.
They're not. They're not meant to press gas pedals up and down and
no. You got to get out there and it's for man and woman to walk around the earth.
You must go through a lot of shoes if all you do is walk. If that's
I absolutely
mode of transportation.
Do, and a well-made shoe will last you even if you're putting serious miles on it. You're going to get 1 to 2 years out of a good well-made shoe.
Really?
Now I should say I don't walk around in my Oxfords too much because that's a dress shoe for formal occasions. It's not a walking shoe.
Okay. What do you walk in?
I walk in trainers, as the Brits call them, or sneakers.
Oh God,
it's kind of trainers makes more sense.
Where are you sneaking
around to in your
rarely
tennis
if
shoes?
Ever, but training you're running. Yeah. That's a form of training. You do that in your trainers,
exactly,
or any kind of athletic.
Do you design
activity?
These types of shoes? The
Never.
Athletic shoes?
No, you're just special. I've done it. As a matter of apprenticing my Oxford skills.
You mentioned the Air Jordans. Did you design those?
I wish. I went through a strict apprenticeship where you had to make a lot of Air Jordans as part of your certification. You had to prove that you could theoretically, if asked, make an accurate.
Oh, so this wasn't even for the Nike Corporation. They were just like, of your training, make an Air Jordan.
I apprenticed with a distinguished cobbler in New England, and he was great, and he would make you make every kind of sort of classic shoe.
Oh, really? So what are the classics? What do we got?
Air Jordans.
Birkenstocks?
No. This guy didn't respect Birkenstocks because he was very anti-hippie.
Oh.
So anything that sort of
what did
smacked,
he have against hippies?
Oh, God knows. He didn't like drug use.
Was it the
use.
Culture? Oh, it was drug
he was
use.
He was older.
Culture,
you know, he just never caught up.
The long hair part of it?
He
or?
Just, you know, he was a real, like, pro-government. You stand up and you salute Old Glory.
What about the free love? Was he conservative?
No, he was very conservative. I don't
just a one-woman guy? Or
He had one woman. Yeah, he was married, not happily. I mean, this guy had a lot of issues in his emotional life, which I unfortunately
imprinted on. What was going on in his marriage?
I think they just weren't happy, but they stuck it out because they came from a generation where you don't give up on
right.
those
and
things.
How did you glean
all of this? I had an affair with
his wife.
Yes.
Oh, God. What
we
mess.
Became very close, and it ended my apprenticeship.
Oh, no. So you never completed your actual apprenticeship. Did you have to start over with another?
Not only a new master.
What do you call someone?
I think you do are supposed to call them a master, but nobody does that
right,
anymore.
Yeah, but
that
not is. Only a new master, but did you have to start over with a new woman?
I did. I mean, I lost my relationship and friendship, and I felt that I had learned enough, so I did not begin
from
my
woman.
Training anew. From the woman and the man learning these shoes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, I get this. This goes in here.
I mean, look, she was very sexually adventurous, and I suppose I did learn things from her, but I did not see that as an apprenticeship.
I see.
I just saw that as a relationship of passion that went awry, and I betrayed my teacher, and I felt bad about it.
It
was not right to anybody. I was doing nobody any good. But
how
she
long
and I,
did you feel bad?
A couple days.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, what's done is
okay,
done.
Sarah, Sarah. On to more shoes.
On
so,
to
wow.
more shoes.
So you've designed, mainly you're an Oxford guy.
Thank you.
Right.
Yes, and now, mainly I'm an Oxford guy and I have a little Etsy shop, which is currently not up because it's been banned for hate speech.
Oh boy.
Not mine. Other customers. I attract a lot of jerks. And so
really,
like
why would you, I mean, what is it about your shoes that, I mean, you know what they say, like if you're a comedian who has like a shitty audience.
You're partly responsible for it. Well,
yeah,
hey,
exactly.
I agree with that. I want to do better. To
I'm
attract.
Talking to my audience right now, by the way.
Oh, you're talking about yourself? Yeah. Oh, you seem to be a jovial fellow. I wouldn't think of you as someone who attracts
so
a bunch
much.
Of jerks. Yeah.
What is it about your Etsy shop that's attracting these people who are leaving hate speech?
I have a lot of like aggressive and preemptively defensive shoe names.
Oh, like what?
One of them is like the real side of the story, wingtips.
Hmm.
Another one is what the left won't say.
And why are you?
I don't know why I do it. I want salty names of brands to try to like get people. I'm having
it's
trouble
getting
with
my
sales.
Attention. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. So and I don't even agree with those things. I, you know, it's
but
so,
I can understand you pander to a certain audience. And
that's
you,
what it is. It's pandering. And so I'm not going to do that anymore. So when my Etsy shop is allowed back online, it's going to be perfunctory and unremarkable names only.
Okay. So,
and I'm going to try to just make it on the quality of the shoe.
Okay. And are these shoes quality?
I would say yes. I mean, of course, that's
subjective. Of what type of quality, good or poor?
I would would say good. The okay. high and good quality, the oh. admirable and desirable quality.
Okay. And not what, the what poor makes them quality. so good? In
They're
your
well made. They will last you a long time. They are fashionable.
You can't just say, when I say, why are these shoes good? You can't just say, they're good because they're well made. That's like saying they're good because they're good.
Would you say that's a tautology?
Perhaps.
Like, how many dressy affairs would a pair of Oxfords last me?
Now, back? That's a great question. If you had one of my Oxfords, I would say it would work for you upwards of 50 dressy affairs.
Wow.
And you could go nuts.
How many are
affairs.
You going to a year, Adam?
I don't know.
No, two, you're
300 dressy affairs per year?
Well, what? I consider every day except 65 a dressy affair.
Good for you.
During a year.
Hey, wow. You know, you're a dapper gentleman who wants to be well appointed. Then I would say a pair of Oxfords is perfect for somebody like you.
Thank you.
I would recommend an almond hued wingtip or half brogue. That might do you nicely.
You keep mentioning this word brogue, like it's something that you...
It's an alternate word for wingtip. They say it in Britain. I keep forgetting I'm talking to Americans.
Oh, God.
So
I
sorry.
Apologize.
Wingtip is what I mean, a half wingtip.
But wait, you're American, aren't you?
I'm American, but my mentor. That's a better word.
Not than master. Mentor.
He was British. British born and lived in New England.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he know other famous Brits like J.K. Rowling?
He knew a lot of them.
Really?
It's a small club.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he knew Sir Paul, who I don't know who that is, and J.K. Rowling, and who else?
Was he, I mean, I can only imagine J.K. Rowling, she didn't used to be famous, but was he the inspiration, perhaps, for, you know, one of the characters in one of her books or something?
Who's the big hairy dude that likes animals?
Hagrid.
Him. He looked a lot like him, because he had the big, like, poofy, you know, beard, and he was a rough and tumble, sort of salt of the earth energy kind of, I mean, lovable.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, not too.
12 feet tall.
No, he wasn't that. Is that part of Hagrid?
I believe
sort
so.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, Adam has not finished the book series.
Is that a reveal that he's not 12 feet tall?
How many books in did you get?
Like three.
Yeah, no, he shrinks down.
Yeah, he does.
Book four, yeah.
It's revealed halfway through that it's been forced perspective. That
That's right.
Yeah, he's always
standing in the back of the room.
It's just because Harry was always so small, but then when he grew up, he
he's like, oh, wait a minute, you're not 12 feet tall. You're actually just 5 feet.
So it could be that my mentor was an inspiration for Hagrid.
Interesting.
Yeah, But a warm fellow to his apprentices, unless they're
was he the inspiration too for J.K. Rowling coming out and saying that wizards before there were toilets would just shit on the floor and then they would make it disappear?
Did she say that?
Yes.
That's incredible.
I don't think so. Yeah. No, I'm trying to think.
That was the beginning of her descent into madness.
He used a toilet, from what I recall. So
he
maybe,
used a toilet.
Maybe there was something between
so
them.
So it wasn't something where she saw him shit on the floor one day and said, I got to use that? Or
I have to admit, that wasn't part of my relationship with him. Mm. We didn't explore his relationship with
him. Was it part of your relationship with his wife, though?
I'm not going to get into the finer details of our sexual exploits. But yes.
So a lot of like shitting on the chest and stuff like that? Or?
We went through we tried a lot of things. That ended up not being for us. But our motto was why not whenever it came to trying something.
It's like that movie Yes Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Only it was more like Yes Ma'am.
What a great film.
Really good, right?
Yeah, Yes Ma'am was sort of my attitude towards her. But again, I regret the relationship. It was started under false pretenses and then nothing.
What do you mean it started under false pretenses?
I lied to her. I was like, I am royalty. They were both Angliophiles.
Really?
And I said that I was 25th in line for the throne. And that began our romantic relationship.
As an American, you were 25th in line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what I told her.
That must be hard to pull off. I mean, a lie like that. I mean, that's huge.
I figured the number 25, she'd just be like, oh, I guess, you know, he's like his grandfather was an earl or something like that. And, you know, he's somewhere in line. And so.
Because 25, though, I mean, like number two has been waiting for 40 years.
Yeah, that's right. But if you're an Angliophile or you're someone who's into the royals, anybody.
We just had someone on last week who is a royal watcher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So I bet you if I lied to this person and said that I was 25th in line,
he would have sex with you.
Yeah, I would imagine. So, and that would be under false pretenses. If somebody wants to have sex with me, I want it to be because of who I am or the quality of my shoes, perhaps. If they're impressed with my.
How many times has that ever happened where someone wants to have sex with you because of the quality of your shoes?
Oh, good question. Let me think about it. None.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's never happened.
I said you were doing like beautiful mind style, like math.
I went deep because I've met people in the, you know, other shoemakers and shoe fans, which then became romantic relationships, but it was never my ability to make
shoes
that attractive.
So shoemakers and shoe fans, they mingle?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty tight fraternity.
And
sorority.
shoe fans.
Yeah, fans. Yeah,
that's
of
what
shoes.
I'm saying is like podcasters and podcast fans aren't always like.
Oh, there's lots of shoe fans. Absolutely, yeah. If you're a
that's
shoemaker,
not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying that there aren't a lot of shoe fans. I'm saying that the podcast makers and the podcast fans aren't intermingling all the time.
That there's might a, be there's your a experience.
Clear divide of if you're a podcast guy, you're on this side of the line. Uh-huh. If you're a podcast listener, you're on that side of the line.
Unless never there's a convention or something. Do you meet the fans at a...
Yeah, you have like shoe cons, you know, or Oxford cons, you know, or trainer cons in Britain. And you've part of it is mingling, meet and greet, work the people, press the flesh, ask what their name is, you know, make a minimum of 5 seconds of eye contact. You know, normal things that people do to appear normal.
Yeah, you sound like you're training yourself to be a human being.
I'm a shy person, and sometimes it's difficult to meet strangers. I don't think I'm alone in this. And I'll have little tips I have taken with me to try and try to be nice.
What are the tips?
Minimum 5 seconds eye contact.
Minimum of five.
Uh-huh. Repeat back their names to them as often as possible.
Okay, what are our names?
One of you is Adam.
Okay.
And, oh, gosh, the other one is Shot?
It's
very close. It's very close, okay. Yeah.
And I have noticed you have not looked either of us in the eye this entire time.
It's so difficult for me. It's emotional. Let me try.
I want my five.
Okay, here we go.
You looked away at two.
It's so tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's not easy. That's actually kind of a long time to make
it. It's almost too long. If someone were to give me a tight five, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you were shoe fans and I met you at an Oxford con, I would really try to step up and be there and make the whole five.
Yeah.
You know,
what makes a shoe fan? I mean, it's interesting because I wear them. Am I a shoe fan?
Absolutely not. That is not, I'm not even close to being enough. With the questions you've asked me, you gave away.
Fan.
You're what?
I'm a sock fan because I wear those under my shoes.
I don't think that makes one a fan. You must have an enthusiasm, a hunger for knowledge, curiosity.
I can tell you, if I were to walk outside right now, especially because it's raining outside, I would put shoes on.
That doesn't make you a fan. Listen to yourself. You sound like a babbling idiot right now.
Hey, okay. Now you're giving me the eye contact and you're not looking away.
So how many pairs of shoes does one have to be a shoe fan?
I think it's more the emotion you have towards the shoes and not the quantity. Oh. Quantity could be a symptom of
how
it.
How many shoes do you own?
Oh, gosh. Because I've made so many.
Yeah.
Six pairs of shoes?
Six pairs. Six so 12 pairs? Shoes total?
12 shoes. And I love them. They are family to me, and I rotate them in and out very carefully.
And that includes
replace them.
Sorry, that includes the ones you've made?
Yeah. So I've sold a lot of them, you know what I mean? Or I've given them away. So the ones that I have kept, where I make a pair, and I'm like, I can't give you away. These are too perfect.
I can only imagine, Adam, it's like you, of like, you do a take, and you're like, guys, that's that for one's me. For me. I'm going to keep the film.
That's right. I'm taking that home with me. I'm going to wear it.
I've watched television shows where a particular scene seems lacking, and I'm like, I bet the actor kept the good take.
And so, that's right.
And I respect
that. Happens all the time.
I respect that. A shoe fan is the emotion and the passion that you have. If you had more knowledge or curiosity about a shoe, I'd say you're a shoe
Who
fan.
Who owns the most pairs of shoes in the world?
I think Imelda Marcos was famous for owning lots of shoes.
Right. But she's dead. Now, are you worried that if you were to own a lot of shoes, you would be dead too? It only stands to reason.
Let me follow this. So you think that the reason Imelda Marcos is dead is because she had a lot of shoes?
I'm saying that it's possible.
So let's do a Socrates thing.
Okay.
Imelda Marcos had a lot of shoes.
Yes.
Imelda Marcos is dead. Therefore, having a lot of shoes makes you dead.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that does follow.
It does stand to reason.
I've never before been scared of it, but now I am.
Yeah. So I think six is pushing it.
No. I've kept it. I'm a man of simple means. I don't like to have a lot of possessions.
I feel like that's not nearly enough for a shoe fan.
I've had more in the past. I once had like hundreds of pairs of shoes. Yes. And it felt excessive. And so part of my sort of becoming a better person when I realized I had a fear and loathing towards women and really just everybody. I was like, I want to be better. I want to improve. And I went into therapy and I read lots of sort of books on improving yourself. Part of it was like, I'm too attached to material possessions.
Mm. Okay. So
I got rid of, I was like, the hardest thing for me to get rid of will be the shoes.
Yeah. Did you save them for last?
Yes, it was the last thing.
So you got rid of everything else.
All my silks, My spices, bonds and investments.
Are you on the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria?
I wish. Yeah. What a life.
Oh, man.
What a life.
When you think about it, those guys had it all.
I mean, one reason why you'd leave Europe to go over an ocean that maybe doesn't go anywhere because your life is great.
Yeah.
That's a sure sign of the people on those boats is everything was going right for them.
Wow.
But yeah, so I gave a lot up, and the last thing was the shoes because it was emotionally very difficult for me. But I can only imagine. When I finally did it, I did feel unburdened, and I felt like this is, you know, I'm really trying to become a better person. And
so the six you kept must really mean something then.
Yes, they all are. There's five of the pairs are that ones that I made,
and what's the sixth?
And the sixth one, it's my Ralph Mouth sneakers from when 1980.
You still have those?
Okay,
sentimental. They were a gift from my parents.
Oh, really? So, are your parents still with us?
No, they're not. Died.
How did they pass away? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, they lived a long life.
I was asking the opposite. How did they die?
How did they die?
not did they live a long life?
Oh, until what? Not until like how long?
How did they die is what I meant.
My father died of a heart failure, and my mother was unfortunately vaporized.
Vaporized?
Yeah. What happened?
Well, I don't totally know. I think she might have been a spy. She got into some sort of altercation with a strange man who came to the door and vaporized her. Some sort of futuristic looking blaster and she just disseminated into atoms.
Really?
But she was already an old lady who'd had a great life, and I was like, hey, it had to happen
somehow. Was there like a pile of
I tried to reconstitute the ash. I tried to rehydrate the ash.
Pouring water
onto it. I was distraught.
Have just made a mess.
It did. I was like, what did I? Why did I think this would work?
And did you speak to the man before?
He ran off. Oh. He was like, she deserved it, and left. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. She was a mysterious lady with a lot of.
But was his last parting words to you. Was she deserved it?
Yeah. He was like, don't come for me. She deserves it, and he ran off.
And you said, okay.
I believe it. He had a real conviction about his voice.
Yeah. Wow.
And like I said, she was 76, you know, and
that old to be like, it's fine. She was vaporized. Yeah.
But it's, you know, it was sad, you know, and I miss her, but I wouldn't call
it a
tragedy.
How long were you sad?
Couple days?
You're a couple days guy.
You have to move on. You can't change the past.
So what do you got in the hopper? What are you designing? Right
well,
now?
Once that Etsy shop gets back online, I'm going to do a beach hued half wingtip. Oxford.
Okay.
That is for spring only. And it's going to be.
And Oxford's for spring.
And I got three sizes, weak, normal, and whoa. Weak is 7 men or smaller. That's weak sized. And then normal is like 8, 9, or 10. And then bigger than that is whoa.
I got to say, if I were an 8 and I'm wearing something that a 10 could wear. That's not going to be comfortable.
No, 8 is weak. 8 and lower is weak. 9, 10, and 11 is normal. And then 12 and higher.
Okay, but 9, 10, and 11 all have the same size?
They all have the same size. Make it work is what I say. Make it work. Put some tissue in there. That's what they did in the old days of England.
Put tissue in there.
Yeah.
Just, you know, stuff it. You know, you could, you know, or, you know, whatever you got to do.
So
weak, normal, or whoa. Those are the three
weak,
sizes.
Weak, normal, or whoa. Mm-hmm. But what is the actual shoe that you're designing?
What do you mean?
I mean, what are the features on it? Is there a drawing of a human face?
Never. I only do Oxfords.
Okay, you do Oxfords.
Yeah,
so beach-hued, you
beach-hued, half wingtip, spring dress shoe.
Okay. What makes it spring? Is it the color? Is it
The scent. Pine-scented.
Spring is pine scented.
I think of it as pine. Anything just trees.
What does beach hued mean?
Beach hued is like a light brown sort of butterscotch.
Like a sand color.
Yeah, a little darker, but you're in the right. You're in the ballpark.
So a butterscotch shoe that smells like pine trees.
Well, I wouldn't call it butterscotch. It's beach hued.
Oh,
it smells like pine trees.
It's like a butterscotch.
Pine scented, beach hued, half wingtip spring dress shoe. $10. Yeah.
That
three
might
sizes.
Be way too small or big for you.
Or too big.
Yeah. Or not necessarily.
Sounds great.
So if you can get through the hate speech on your Etsy shop.
Just for my customers, not for me.
Not from you.
And that's been taken down, which I endorse.
Okay.
That being taken down.
Great. And how do people get to this?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Thomas, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks
can
so
you
much,
stick
by
around?
The way. Yeah, I got nothing going on.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have more Thomas Mashed Potatoes, more Adam Scott. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is Lectric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Adam Scott, star of Severance, is on the show. And if you get a season two, are you going to get in there and be like, hey, I want to write the next season?
Oh man, there's a ton of stuff I'm gonna do.
Because it must be so frustrating to have like you get a TV show and it's like, oh, this is gonna be awesome. And then suddenly they send you all these pages of things that they're telling you you have to do.
Yeah, Dan Erickson, who created the show and writes the show, you know, if we get season two, I'm gonna just sit down and be like, Dan, listen. Right, not right, whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Here's what the A-Dog is up to this season.
Yeah, I'm really going to get in the saddle and make some changes.
Cool.
Mostly all having, you know, internal changes with me, but it's going to affect you and the show in a huge way.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, no, you know, that's what people want from an actor.
Swing that big DE around.
Yeah.
You know?
Just really get in there and let everyone know how you're feeling about everything.
Fantastic. Well, the notoriously difficult to work with Adam Scott is here.
Absolutely.
And we also have Thomas Smash Potatoes, who seems self-employed, so I don't know whether, I guess you were difficult to work with your mentor, but
I've had mostly poor relationships with my coworkers,
and also
but I'm hoping to change it.
Also with women, it seems like has a real huge issue, which we haven't even really gone into. But,
nor should we.
As far
we're
as I'm
trying
concerned.
To get better,
we have to get to our next guest, a novelist. This is very exciting. Please welcome Mariska Biener-Butten.
Oh, that's close enough.
Told me how to say it, but I can't remember.
Binnenbouwte.
Binnenbouwte.
Yes, Binnenbouwte.
Binnenbouwte.
It's Dutch. It means like within and without, like inside, outside.
It's beautiful.
It's
sort of like California living, you know, where like you open up the wall.
Yeah,
and
like al fresco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, why isn't your name Weird Al Fresco?
I guess because my parents couldn't choose their last name and because they probably did not want to name me a boy's name.
Right.
And because in Dutch, in Holland, we don't like to be weird.
Oh, that's part of the culture?
Sure, yeah.
I would say that's part of the United States culture too, which is why it was so refreshing when Al came out and said, no, I am weird.
You think that Americans aren't weird?
I think Americans are weird, but they don't want to be
perceived as weird.
That's so interesting.
You find them to be weird?
I think that you are always trying to be so weird. Like you have your flannel kind of slightly unbuttoned right now.
Yeah, that's right.
That's so...
And your pants, by the way, which if you could take those off.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's legitimately weird.
I apologize for
that. I think that's assault. But the top part is just a little bit weird, isn't it? Like wear it like
a
shirt.
The flannel shirt being unbuttoned is a
little
weird.
Well, with a t-shirt under, it's like you're trying to wear a dress shirt, but at the same time you're unbuttoning it, but then you're covering up
your
chest.
Wait, so you think anyone who wears a shirt with a collar... Unbuttoned with a t-shirt
with
under
no
it?
Is... Like with a t-shirt, wear, take the t-shirt off and wear it like a normal Dutch businessman, which is like four buttons undone, no shirt underneath.
That's what a normal Dutch businessman?
It's normal.
So you're saying what I'm doing is sort of mixed signals, kind of? Like it's, t-shirt and a flannel, but with, I'm not
it's
committing
mixed.
I mean, I've never thought about it that way. It is mixed
two
signals
things,
in
and
a way,
it's a waste because now you've dirtied two shirts.
That's, yeah, just...
That's for sure
And you're
true.
Wearing them both out, so you're going to... your clothing budget is going to go through
that's,
the
It's
roof.
Like you're paying for twice as many clothes when you
that's
do
That's right. It's just not practical.
I never thought about it, but what I am doing now is freakish.
Yeah.
But, in Holland, we have a saying the tallest flower gets its head chopped off by the lawnmower.
Oh, my God.
So it's a little bit like, don't stand out like you idiot. Just get low and just be normal
get
for
low.
Once. Get low.
That's a terrifying saying.
Yeah.
It makes me want to just... Stay quiet and stay low.
Yeah. You see now why there aren't that many famous Dutch people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
or
can't
weird
even,
Dutch people.
I can think of the little Dutch boy.
Right.
And
who was American.
Buster Brown that you said before.
Buster Brown. Yeah.
He,
yeah.
He's
I mean, he seemed Dutch. He definitely had a
it's
Dutch kind of vibe.
If he was Dutch, it would be spelled Bruin, Buster Brown.
Okay.
Like how Brown is spelled.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. So the, I can't think of a single other.
See,
I mean,
I
the,
can't.
The was Hamlet? He was the melancholy
Dane.
Yeah.
Common mistake. But anyway, sorry, that's just all about how my parents probably, why they didn't name me Weird Al.
Right, yeah. Good answer.
Yeah, an incredibly fair and generous answer to the question, why weren't you named Weird Al?
So, Mariska, how do you say it again?
Binabauta. In, out, yeah.
In and out, yeah.
It's...
Well, that's not going to help me pronounce
sorry,
it.
Yeah.
But what, you're a novelist.
Yeah, I've just finished my first romance novel.
Oh,
and
is that the primarily...
This is the genre that I've always wanted to work in.
Oh, so you haven't yet. This is your
this
first.
This is my first. It's a serious, it's passionate, very sexy, very sort of, this is like a way where you can kind of play out your fantasies in a book while you're reading it. And you get to feel what it would be like to live this sexy.
Oh my gosh. So could it be that a man who himself has made personal mistakes that he feels guilty about could read a romance novel and think, I am worthy of love. This could happen to me.
Next time you try to ask like a hypothetical, don't point to yourself because then it blows.
It's a giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were doing sort of the who has two thumbs and he was talking about himself. This guy. Kind
so
of
you
thing.
Guys could pick up that I was talking about myself.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
Okay?
But but the answer is yes. It's for everybody, men, women. Yes, it's
for men and women. Is that okay, Thomas?
Yes, I say carefully. Yes,
okay.
Of course it is.
Good.
Of course it is.
Good.
Okay. I have learned to appreciate it.
But that said, Mariska, are not romance novels mainly read by women?
Sure. Yeah, that's a big part of the audience. I think men maybe get a little bit bored. Like,
oh, wow.
I think like they like Playboy article length. They want like 30 seconds and then they're like, you know.
That's Playboy article length, 30 seconds?
Oh, yeah. That's happened to Playboy. The articles have gotten incredibly short.
So
it used to be that you'd say, oh, I read it for the articles because the articles were actually good.
Right.
But they've
really
they've quibified them. They're like, they're down to like.
Everything's been quibified these days.
Oh, yeah.
I used that as an example, and I didn't know how long they were. I pictured them like a little blur.
They are now.
Like, oh, okay.
They're blurby, I think. Shoot.
But back in the day, it was like you'd go page after, but sometimes you'd go like 40 pages before seeing some
40 pages.
Fucking pussy.
Yeah. That's a long time for men. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but so I think the women like the longer experience.
They, like
they can spend a whole summer on the beach reading this story.
Guys, this one is for men. The men could
Both can. Yeah, it's not exclusive.
If a guy has the patience to read something where it's like takes a long time before the dirty deed.
And I'm finding that a lot of people like this book. They're all finding it very across the board. I'm getting great
what
reviews.
What is the book?
It's called the Polder model. And it's
the Polder model?
Yeah, this is sort of it's a little bit of a play on words. So in Dutch culture, we have this concept, the Polder model. The polders are like little islands off the coast.
Okay.
And back in the like 15th century, all of them flooded and everyone in the polders had to work together to unflood by digging canals and making windmills.
Okay,
so,
got it.
But in my story, the lead character,
what's the model?
She's a model.
Oh.
So, and she's from the polders.
The polder model.
Yes.
I see. So and it's not one word, it's two words.
It's two words.
Okay.
Oh, and sorry, the polder model is something we use now in banking and stuff to say, like, if we have to work together, we have to use the polder model.
Oh,
we cannot be
so
my
it's a
island.
It's a play on words.
It's a play on this. Yeah.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's so funny.
Thank you.
Now that I know what it means, it's hilarious.
It's it's making me
it's very,
laugh.
Really, really.
That's
it's
what
very funny.
I like, this is what
I'm
I like.
I'm really laughing right now.
Yeah, I'm laughing
I love
with
jokes
you.
About banking.
So do I.
Yeah.
So
very
do
funny.
I. So the lead character is a model, right?
Wow.
Good setup.
So how, like, what are we talking, a 10?
Of what?
On a scale of 1 to 10, like attractiveness.
Oh, I mean, yes. Like, she's famous. She's a working model. She's an...
Do the Dutch not have this system of rating from 1 to 10? That seemed to throw you completely.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Well, how do you
it's
rate
a great
things?
System
we all
of...
look very similar.
Oh, so
everyone's a 10?
Yeah.
There's
I
no
guess,
ratings at all for
no,
anything,
why,
then?
Also, like, why? Just, like, if you're interested in them, talk to them. Why do you need to, like...
I guess in a country that has the tall poppy metaphor, you don't want to...
Everything is
yeah.
so, so everyone like wants
if,
to be a five.
If you were listening to the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album, for instance, you would just say
it's fine. Yeah,
yes. And that'd be a compliment. That would be a
sure.
good thing,
right?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's fine.
So she looks like everyone else.
She's a successful working model. She looks like everyone else.
But is everyone a model then?
I mean, they could be.
They could be, but yeah. she just chose to be.
And she's doing well for herself. The book starts, and we find out she is the woman on all of the pamphlets that talk about what sort of banking plans you can get like how to use your card.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is she doing on these? Like, what are some of the poses she's
like,
doing?
She's like in like an office and she's sort of
reaching
for a bank card and she's looking like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, wow. I'm interested.
You're good at doing it.
Oh,
you'd be an excellent model.
Oh, my gosh.
You just haven't chosen to be, though.
That's right. Yeah.
So she's like a supermodel then.
That's right. She is super at her job. She shows up on time. She does not complain.
Oh, yeah.
She's
the main attributes of models.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
She cashes
showing
her
up on time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she not complaining.
That's right.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So she sounds great at this. So she's on this pamphlet and everyone has seen this pamphlet?
Yeah. And it's like, and she sometimes once in a while, like the pamphlet is copied onto the side of a tram or a bus. And so she's really being seen. So she's at a conference and she sees this man in the back of the room and they see each other from across the room.
And he looks like pretty much everyone else
That's right.
as well.
Yeah. Same. And it's just where her eyes have happened to fall.
So, totally
for no
random.
Particular reason.
That's right.
Right.
And the next thing you know, they're both going outside at the same time. And
more
you go like, okay, they're going outside to talk to each other. Turns out they just both wanted a cigarette at the same time.
Okay. Good, I was worried that it was going to be something sort of more spectacular. Mm-hmm. And I'm relieved to hear that it's business as usual.
That's right. And they get outside and it's just the two of them, right? And it's been a very nice day up until now.
I mean, just the two of them in their area. Not in the entire world.
That's right. It's not science fiction.
Yeah, other people are outside.
Thank God you clarified, because I did assume at that point that everyone else was dead.
Everyone was gone.
Or
so
inside,
when they walk outside,
that's what I
It's mean. Just the smoking area
that's
where
right.
they. The
I'm
book,
glad
right.
you're not my editor, because okay. I would not have liked to put that for every sentence. Just to clarify, they're not it's only two people.
I would be a harsh editor.
I believe
I would be
it.
A stern taskmaster.
I
so you,
it.
Yeah,
it'd be a long book too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for a lot of people, do you get paid by the page or?
No, I just get. We all get paid the same amount.
No matter what job you do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is off topic, but I'm writing a novel. Could I read just the first sentence and just hear what your guys' thoughts are on it?
Yeah, I'd love
to.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear a professional write. I mean, this is just.
I mean,
for
we haven't
fun.
Even gotten through the premise of her book, but you're jumping into.
I feel like I want to take over right now just for a little bit, and then I will let it go.
Okay.
I only got to talk for 30 minutes.
yeah, sure.
Just real quick, just very quick.
Sure.
Here's
it. Yeah, we have a professional writer here. You want to be a writer, even though that never came up in your segment. But go ahead.
It's a hobby, and I just want to hear the Dutch take on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the storms passed quickly, as did his love.
It's not believable.
Okay.
The storms would not pass quickly.
Okay. Oh, really? Is it's very stormy? And
yeah, it rains like 95% of the time.
All right.
And, why do we care about his emotions? It's the first sentence of the book.
We don't even know this guy.
This is a stupid book. I would not read it.
Okay, a little harsher than I thought was coming, but I appreciate the honesty.
What if he changed it, though, to the storm did not pass quickly, but their love did?
Now I'm in.
So it was the unbelievability of the storm that took you out.
Now at least I know it's a real story coming from a real place.
It's professional feedback, and that's incredibly valuable.
It's painful, and I am hurt, but I do respect
it. Are you willing to change it, though?
Absolutely. I'm always willing to change and improve.
Since you talked about books, can I talk about the shoes I'm wearing?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear. I'll give you some feedback.
Tell me if they're Oxfords or not, because I could not tell your thing when
it wasn't clear. Okay, so let me...
So these are my work shoes. These are my professional shoes.
They're lovely shoes. Let me just say
right. They're like a fuchsia suede boot with two zippers on each shoe.
Absolutely not an Oxford.
And
No.
Already not an Oxford.
Already, just because of the zippers?
Well, and the fuchsia. That's not a traditional
colors.
I have seen beaches that have some, if you look very closely at some of the shells.
If you want to tell me that's a beach hue, I'll let you buy in a technicality.
Okay.
But it's a boot with two zippers?
Yeah, two zippers on each one, and then fringe on the top that sort of comes down over the zippers.
None of these
and
are.
Those are very garish shoes.
These are my work.
David Bowie lyric shoes.
But what's weird about the way you're dressed is it's not just the shoes. Like every part, I mean, like you're wearing a jacket.
Zippers.
It's
all over the place.
Yeah,
it's like almost like practical. From the Wham! I'm Your Man video.
This is a vinyl. It's very practical. It's like a pink and yellow vinyl with the zippers.
Before that you don't like to stand out from
this is how everyone dresses.
You're like a very tall flower right now.
Well, I mean,
here in America, you are. But you think we're weird because we don't dress like this.
Well, look at him. He's got unbuttoned a little bit of his shirt, but there's a t-shirt under it.
But you're wearing a multi-zippered suede fringe.
What do you have against zippers?
No, I'm just saying it stands out. It's something that's catches the eye.
I think we're discovering something here, which is context.
Okay.
Oh. It's like the Albert Einstein thing. You cannot have hot without cold because you don't know what it is.
No, I didn't know that was an Einstein thing.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Wow, he was smart.
He's the guy who stuck his tongue out in that poster, right?
Yeah.
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 Love it.
That's his main thing.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah. He's
that won you over.
One of the best.
Walk me through how you came to think that he was great from that picture.
I mean, you hear about all this shit that he was doing about like relative to what? And then like.
That's bad.
But he's got a sense of humor. He's like.
<You're> like
he's great. All
right.
I love him.
That photo was taken right after he discovered that they cracked the code on the atomic bomb.
Really?
Yeah, they just caught it at a moment where, out of context, and
he was
it looked
really
silly.
Excited about it?
But he was like vomiting at the realization of what would happen.
Oh,
yeah.
But he looks like a silly, fun guy.
God, it looks so happy. He's right before he vomits.
Wow.
I had no idea.
He still seems cool, though, I would say.
I think he was probably cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta say, if I lived where you lived, I'd probably pick model, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Does everyone, when you go out to dinner, does everyone like split the check or?
I mean, this is such a stereotype.
But?
Like, and we don't all go and play with two jump ropes. But yes, we split the check. It's just, it makes more sense.
And how many jump ropes do you use?
Two.
Yeah.
Because that's the best number for jump roping. But why would I make you pay the whole check? That's rude. And why would I pay it? I'm not that nice.
Yeah, you're not my boss.
That's
anything.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's, we should split it. Yeah,
we should split it. Nobody's breaking the bank here.
Right.
And so does everyone have tons of zippers all over their
you
body?
You cannot let go of the zippers.
Yeah.
It's so...
You just have so many, like you're gleaming.
Yeah.
You know,
You're almost like in this movie I saw starring Adam, Hellraiser...
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Where he like has a head full of zippers?
The pins. Well, he's got... You know.
And doesn't he have a CD shooting out of his head?
I think
CDs?
He has a CD. Yeah, he shoots CDs at people.
That sounds nice.
And you almost like you two shot that album into our phones.
That's right. And we were the only two that were delighted.
That sounds nice. I would listen to a CD shooting out of someone's head. So they go outside, they decide to share a cigarette.
They share one. Okay. And why is that? Because they're going Dutch.
Yeah. And because why spend the money on another cigarette?
Sure.
And
yeah.
We both have one. We'll share it. And all of a sudden it starts raining, like pouring rain on them.
Right. But this is to be expected because it rains.
That's
like
right.
You say,
95% and they were expecting it. So they're both in their like vinyl, their like waterproof suits, head to toe.
They're 100% protected from the rain.
That's right. They're very dry. They've expected it. They've been walking around all day in these like crinkly sort of like construction pants, like a hazmat suit, you know?
Yeah. Sexy.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we're getting there.
Sexy to, you know, when it's raining, it's so romantic.
The mise en scene.
Right? Yes, that's right. So they decide, like, why don't we get out of here and go share like a romantic meal, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I hate to ask, do you think they'll split the check at this meal?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, of course they will.
Sexy. So they go to this little like there's
can I ask,
like
why are you lowering your voice
the right? Mise en scene
setting the table here.
Or we say mise en scene.
Great.
They go to this nice little Italian place, little candles on the tables. They look at the menu.
Oh my gosh.
And they realize like they don't have what we want to eat here. This is stupid. Why would we spend our money?
Did they not want Italian food?
No. But what they want is like they thought that they might have it, you know.
Have
you
what?
Have what?
What they're craving, what like they the sexiest food, which is like a piece of salmon. Like a raw smoked salmon on like a hard toast with like a little bit of like dry butter and then like cut in half like hard boiled egg and like a little tiny piece of iceberg lettuce.
This is kind of turning my stomach.
And then like a little like just like a fingernail of onion.
Fingernail. That seems
and
the worst of all worlds.
One of those pieces of lettuce that kind of looks like a like the fake bushes in a train set in the electric. Those hard pieces of lettuce that are like
parsley almost.
Yeah, it's like picture an under the sea scene, like a set piece from SpongeBob, wiry pieces of that on top.
Just that on top.
So they want that. They want to split want one that. Of
it's
those.
Super specific.
The egg's hard boiled. Is that right? It's
hard boiled
and, dry butter.
Just like when butter, it's been like in the refrigerator for so long and you take it immediately from the fridge and put it right on and it's
and
like
it's just
so
one of the
cold.
Hardest substances.
It's hard and it's almost dry.
The flavor is almost hidden at that
and
point.
This, and this is delicious to you?
The best.
You said a fingernail of onion? Is there something, what about that amount?
Yeah. It's just, why waste the onion? You can get like 80 sandwiches out of an onion if you cut it this way. You know?
Okay.
Because it seems to me like you're being critical of it, and yet...
No.
This is delicious to you.
I love this.
Okay.
What was critical? Sometimes I speak harshly. But I'm just being honest. But did I seem like I didn't like it?
No. I mean, the way that you're talking about
a fingernail of onion, a dry knuckle of butter, barely big enough to
fingernails
cover.
Fingernails and knuckles.
I mean, or not. The words you're using are not appetizing.
Hold on. The zalm is like wilted and like a little bit warm, but it hasn't been cooked. So so you think it might be unsafe.
But above room temperature for some reason.
Yes. And we don't know why. And it's barely enough to cover a little bit of the hard, dry toast.
Is it the
toast.
Intrigue of whether you'll get sick or not? Is that what makes this appealing? Like,
it's
who knows?
It's delicious. It's so good.
Okay.
Little piece of
I know it. Yeah, I feel like we have this in our minds right now. What? Get to the sexy part. What happened?
Okay, so they go to the Albert Heijn really fast because they've got to get all the ingredients there.
That's
at the grocery
store.
They're making it.
They're going to make it.
Okay.
And
how many pages into the book are we at this point?
We're at like 200.
Yeah, wow. it feels like it. It feels like a long 200.
But the climax is coming.
Oh,
okay.
They get all
climax
the,
is coming at page 200?
No, it's coming in the future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the climax isn't here.
Okay.
It's coming.
Great.
It's coming. Appropriate for a climax.
Sure.
So they get the stuff. They get into the checkout line. She realizes, I haven't gotten my paycheck yet for this period.
Okay.
And if you can cover me for half of this, I can pay you back.
It's good that a model's on a salary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not just paid per gig.
Sure. Yeah.
I like that.
But that's everyone, I guess.
Okay. And he says, okay, but let's think about this. Because he has his budget and he's like, I got paid yesterday.
How long do they talk about budgets at this point?
This is mind-numbing to me.
Why?
Right now. Why is this important to the sexy part?
It's because it's like we don't just want to have the sex. We want
just get to the sex. Just tell us about the sex.
Okay, so we cut to they're looking for a hotel room.
Okay,
eat the food.
Yes.
Got the dry butter.
They have all the ingredients, but they want to put it together in a hotel room?
Well, they need to because the egg is an egg and they have to hard boil it. So they need to be somewhere where they can boil
the
water.
Don't they have their own places?
They do, but they're at the conference. So they're...
Okay.
And they haven't gotten...
And they haven't gotten their hotel rooms
not
yet?
Not yet, because they came
straight
to...
They just got in that morning.
Okay, that's right.
Why? Okay. You're the writer. You can change all of these details.
Not now. It's written.
So they get to the hotel room.
My editor barely read this.
Okay.
She was like, it's so sexy. This is the first time I'm hearing any feedback.
Any pushback about this?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to give it to you, but like, please.
First hotel... Too expensive.
There's more than one hotel.
There's three. It's like Den Helder. It's like a beach town. So there's like three whole hotels. So they go to the second one, and it's like it's a little bit like the lighting is very bright.
Okay.
It's like not
right.
They're turning it down because of the lighting.
Sure, yeah, it's not.
And they're looking to boil an egg.
They want to. It's going to be the first time they share a meal. They want it to be just right,
and they want bright lighting.
They want just bright enough to see it, but also low enough that it's like cozy.
Obscures a little bit. It's
sure.
Not, okay.
Have you ever ridden, it doesn't exist anymore, but a Virgin America flight?
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I haven't. Yes.
Anymore, right.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say like Pegasus.
Well, I think that would be more interesting than what you're talking about right now.
They get to the third hotel. Okay. It's a brightly lit room with a stovetop.
It's lit enough.
Like a Virgin
Airline flight. That's right.
I love those flights.
No stovetop, but it has kettle, a plug-in kettle that you can boil.
Okay,
and
sure.
You can cook anything with this. Okay, it's amazing.
Sure. Okay.
So they fill a mug with
what page
with
are we
boiling
at?
Water.
350.
What, 150 pages just from that?
You keep making me skip ahead.
Cut to page 500. What happens on page 500?
They decide he has botched the egg. She thinks it is such a waste of her time to be with a man who cannot even cook an egg. She like gives
what
him...
What amount of time has passed since they first saw each other?
I mean, it's a little bit of time, like 90 minutes or something.
Okay.
And she leaves.
So this book isn't even written in real time.
It's less than real time.
It's slower.
Well, because we have to hear their thoughts and we have to...
Can we just cut to the sex? I mean,
There is no sex.
Never.
Not actual sex, but it's the sort of the feeling that you come away with is like, yes. Like, what is sexier than someone being honest about what they want and what he is, which is a piece of shit because why can't he boil a freaking egg?
Yeah. It seems to me like, Mariska, these books, you know, normally a romance novel is all about two people. They meet each other. They're hot for each other.
Yeah,
fantasize a lot about having sex with each other, but something's keeping them apart, usually like some sort of relationship or their social status or something.
Or the restaurant, the hotel, the Albert Heijn, budget,
the
egg.
Lists of all the hotels and the eggs. And all that. That's the kind of stuff none of your audience is interested in. They're interested in, are these people going to have sex? And when they do have sex, is it hot sex? Is it like, is it everything they've imagined sex to be?
Right.
Have you ever had sex?
No.
Why not?
Well, it's so much work.
take the egg and the hotel and everything out of it.
You can't.
Just go have
it's
sex
so
with someone.
It's so stupid. Then you're just wasting your time for like what?
Nothing. Sex is a waste of time.
But it's a waste of time?
Yeah,
great, then I don't want to do it.
Technically it is. I mean, unless you, like Adam, you have two kids. Like those were the only times that were not
that
a waste of time.
It wasn't a waste of time. Yeah. That's why those are the only times
but
you've
done
it.
But it's a fun waste of time. Look. Mariska, this book sounds horrible. I usually don't say that about
things.
Do we
hear the title
guests.
Of the book? What's the
Polder Model.
Yes.
They have to work together.
They all work together, but nothing ends up happening. And is it successful? Anyone buying these?
Huge success, yeah.
Does everyone just automatically get a copy? Or
What do you think it is? Just like
a U2 album
or something?
Wait, so everything is like this U2 album
everything.
To you, Adam?
I guess that's the only way people get
stuff. Wait,
is U2
just giving away their album?
One time
true?
They did it. Somewhat it long time ago.
10 years ago.
All right, look, we're running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs. Oh, gosh. That was a real fake out.
That got me good.
Well, that's an inexpensive little tune.
That was Jake Jackhead with Lovely Plugs. Thank you so much to Jake Jackhead. All right, what are we plugging? Adam, what do you? What does a guy like you have to plug?
Just Severance on Friday, the final episode of the season coming out.
And don't just watch that one, although you could, I
there
guess,
There are eight
right?
previous episodes.
So, and that's... Do you think that's confusing?
It
was that
could
a concern
be
with
it could
production?
Be confusing depending on how it's explained.
Yeah, yeah.
And was I feel it, like the way I'm explaining it is potentially confusing.
Do the characters kind of make this clear, though, that it's the ninth episode of nine?
Every episode, every character's first line is, okay, it's episode five. And this is what needs
okay,
to
good.
Happen.
Yeah. Good. So okay. It's that's clear. Great. Severance on it, and people have to have an Apple TV Plus subscription.
On Apple TV Plus, and plus, you can get a subscription quite easily.
Yeah. And then you can also, you get video games and working out and stuff like that.
There's all kinds of stuff on there with that subscription. You know,
anyone ever play a video game and work out while watching your show? That would be the trifecta for Apple.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, amazing. All right. And Thomas, what do you want to plug?
I'm going to plug a podcast I'm a fan of called Screw It. We're just going to talk about comics. Two brothers, Will and Kevin Hines, talk about comic books. I've really gotten into it, and
what do you like? What is
like
a guy
like
you?
Well, I like how niche and alienating they are. They really don't let new people in. There's almost no explanation of the backstory of what they're talking about. They assume you've read what they're talking about and already know about it, and then they reaffirm what you know. And I'm really into it. And they
don't take controversial stances on these.
They toe the party line, and they pretty much express what the consensus is on the things they talk about. And if you want to hear that parroted back, they're good at it. They're going over the Daredevil comic book series Born Again right now, which is written by Frank Miller and drawn by Dave Mazzucchelli in the mid-80s. It was a milestone great superhero story that's only mildly problematic. So check out that podcast.
All
that's
right.
my recommendation.
Sounds great.
And Mariska, what do you want to plug here?
It's a short film improvised by Susie Barrett and Rebecca Drysdale. Short, like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Easy. It's a...
So this is Quibi.
It's Quibi length.
And where do people see this and what is it called?
It's called Gum, and they can see it at whatisgum.com.
Whatisgum.com.
That's right.
With Rebecca Drysdale, a great talent.
That's right. And Susie Barrett, a nobody turd. And,
wow.
And they work together. They balance each other out.
Okay, interesting. Well, I want to plug, head over to CBBWorld.com. I was going to plug this show called You Can't Handle the Sleuths.
Yes, I am a fan of that too. I also
really?
I should have plugged that.
we just had a very funny new episode of that a couple weeks ago, and we just had another This Book Changed My Life episode with Lily Sullivan, Randy Snuts episodes. We got some good stuff in April. Sean Distin and I, we just reviewed the 400 Blows.
Really?
On our show, wow. Scott hasn't seen, and people are really responding to that. So head over to cbbworld.com, and if you subscribe for a year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other. Don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up that plug bag. And when you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking open up the plug bag. I open up the plug bag. Open up the plug bag as I
Obi-Dubba-Dubba.
Oh, man. Hearing wow. Dr. Sweet Chat, the small talk robot, say, oh, no. It delights me to no end. That was Dr. Sweet Cha-Cha with Oye Como Plug. Guys, I want to thank you so much, Adam. Always great hanging
great
out with you. Are we? I mean, I know you have two TV shows now. You don't have a lot of time. Are we ever going to do another podcast together?
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Yeah. What about? I'm drawing a blank.
Just about this.
About Comedy Bang Bang, where we recap Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah, every episode.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, I'm committing fully right now.
Okay, to all 751 episodes?
That's exactly right.
Okay, fantastic. And Thomas, so great to meet you.
Thanks so much for having me on. I love trying to reach an audience for my wares.
Yeah, although even though you don't have any.
I don't know how to get them right now, but at some, you know, I've piqued the interest and I hope that people will search later.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam.
And then Mariska, bad book, bad writer.
Thank you.
You're really bad.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by, though.
Thank you.
And
it was a bad time, and I think that you have a lot to learn about hosting.
Okay. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What is the first thing that you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Can you imagine if every day was 25 hours? Would you sleep during it? Maybe you could sleep more, especially if you, but maybe you can't sleep more. It would be an extra hour to do like fun stuff for you. You could, maybe it's like you're always like, I can't exercise, I can't find the hour. Well, now you got it. Well, a lot of our friends and neighbors out there, we spend our lives wishing we had more time, right? Well, the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? Well, therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And you can learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/bangbang.